This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Over 100,000 concertgoers are estimated to visit Piedmont Park for Music Midtown this weekend to hear headliners like The Killers. But she's touching his chest now. He takes off her dress now. Let me go. After years of expensive, high-profile superstars like Drake, Elton John, John Mayer, this year's festival has cut a day of performances and features a roster filled with lesser-known performers. Bill Doors is a lecturer in English and journalism at Armstrong State University in Savannah, and he's the editor of Hissing Lawns, a Savannah-based music blog. He's here to share his thoughts on the lineup. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Ricky.
What is your first impression of this year's lineup?
My first impression is that I wish I was in Atlanta for it. I think this looks like a really fun, exciting, diverse lineup. Yeah, I know there have been some concerns that the headliners aren't quite, you know, the same sort of level of fame as in some previous years. But, I mean, I'd like to see everybody on those top two rows in the lineup. The Killers, you know, been kind of in the alternative rock world for, you know, 15 years or so. 21 Pilots appeals to a really quite young demographic. I'd love to see Beck again. I'd love to see Deadmau5, The Lumineers, Alabama Shakes. I could say more about any of those. There's some really strong bands down the lineup, too, that sort of jump out at me.
I'd actually like to talk about the ticket price right now. So one of the main draws of festivals is the quantity and quality of performers you can see for the price of one ticket, right? So for $135, you can go to Music Midtown for two full days of performances. Or, for example, you could see Kanye West's show this week at Phillips Arena, one performer. Has this lineup shift lessened the quality of the ticket price?
I don't think so. I mean, I paid almost that much money to see Boston on their reunion tour recently here in Savannah. I love Boston. I loved seeing Boston. But, you know, when you think that for that ticket price, you could see some of those headliners like I just mentioned, in addition to, you know, somebody like Leon Bridges and Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, who are just magnificent sort of up-and-coming roots-influenced performers. You know, I mean, those acts are worth seeing individually and paying for individually, too. $135 seems like a bargain to me, but I will say that most music festivals in that regard seem like bargains. If you start parsing the price, they're almost always bargains, I think.
Speaking of other music festivals, there are elite festivals like Bonnaroo, Coachella, Lollapalooza. Is Music Midtown aiming to be in that category?
I can't speak for what they're trying to do. It looks to me, though, that they are trying to diversify in some respects and be a little less dependent on sort of the classic rock star. You know, last year, you know, Van Halen, Elton John, Billy Idol. You know, those are people I grew up listening to. I'm way into middle age, right? And this year, it feels, even though some of these acts have been around for a while and are well established, like Beck, it feels like they're shooting for just a different edge, and it feels like they're not obsessing about having two or three names that everybody knows, like with Van Halen or Elton John.
Bill Doors is editor of Savannah-based music blog Hissing Lawns. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Ricky.